I'm going to read for you a new text. It's also called English is Hard. I remember reading this before a different text. This is a rhyme, and it talks about how English can be hard. Okay, so here we go. The text, English is Hard. We'll begin with a box, and the plural is boxes. But the plural of ox becomes oxen, not oxes. One fowl is a goose, but two are called geese. Yet the plural of moose should never be meese. You may find a lone mouse or a nest full of mice. Yet the plural of house is houses, not heice. If the plural of man is always called men, why shouldn't the plural of pan be called pen? If I speak of my foot and show you my feet, and I give you a boot, would a pair be called beet? If one is a tooth and a whole set are teeth, why shouldn't the plural of booth be called beeth? Then one may be that, and three would be those, yet hat in the plural would never be hose, and the plural of cat is cats, not coes. We speak of a brother and also of brethren, but though we say mother, we never say methren. Then the masculine pronouns are he, his, and him, but the plural is not thee, this, or them. It says adapted from an unknown author. So I thought this would be interesting for you. And also from this lesson is a very good lesson in reductions and content words, word stress. There's a rhythm here. I don't know if you could notice. There's a rhythm here, and in working with rhythm, we can naturally work on how our reductions go. Instead of teaching all of those words, we'll begin with a box. In the plural, is boxes. In the plural. We don't say and the plural is boxes. So anyways, I can give another lesson after this on the same text and specifically help you with content words, identifying content words and function words. And these function words are going to be the reductions. I'll explain more later. Stay tuned. See you later. Bye-bye. This is Kristen Hammer.